government has pledged its commitment to fight money laundering and terrorism financing in the country. President Mahama made a commitment when an anti-money laundering and terrorism financing task force called on him at the castle Osu. The president stated that recent happenings of terrorism and money laundering in the sub-region call for closer collaboration by member states in curbing the menace. The Financial Action Task Force, an intergovernmental body, is in the country to ascertain whether Ghana is complying with the standards as far as money laundering is concerned. Leader of the group, Richard Chambers, noted that even though Ghana has the necessary legislations in place to check money laundering, there are still some deficiencies. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Since 2010 to date, Ghana has enacted all legislations aimed at combating money laundering and terrorism financing. Money laundering is the process where money is obtained by illicit means and the source concealed. The law enjoins everyone who works in institutions to report people they suspect are engaged in such deals. The Financial Action Task Force, formed in 1989, is in the country for the first time to find out if regulations regarding money laundering are being implemented. Based on a report submitted, the task force identified some strategic deficiencies in Ghana's financial regime. The country can't boast of a vibrant financial intelligence center which deals with issues of money laundering and financing of terrorism, and an uncompromising judiciary. But are these institutions adequately resourced to perform effectively and efficiently? Richard Chambers is the leader of the Financial Action Task Force.
Our interest is ensuring that Ghana is complying with the international standards that the FATF sets, those standards, and we wish to try and ensure that generally all countries around the world are applying those standards, and that's the focus of our interest. Particularly the Financial Intelligence Centre is an important link in the whole process in terms of ensuring that financial institutions are reporting their suspicious transactions, that those suspicions are being analysed, and that then it provides, the FIC provides information to the law enforcement authorities to investigate and hopefully in turn prosecute people who are involved in money laundering and terrorist financing.
President Mahama pledged government's commitment to ensuring that money laundering, particularly drug trafficking, is done away with. He stated that recent happenings in Nigeria and Mali are indications that the sub-region is not totally free from the menace of terrorism.
I do remember when this issue came up, there were a few pieces of legislation that had taken a while to go through the process. And so when it was brought to our attention, we quickly went through them and sent them to Parliament, and I think they've since been enacted. We'll continue to train and equip with skills the staff of the Financial Intelligence Center so that they can carry out their work adequately. But I just want to assure you that government is committed to fighting terrorism and also stopping money laundering. In Ghana, particularly, a lot of the money laundering that takes place would be one of a drug nature, because Ghana was beginning to become a hub for drug trafficking. We're taking the fight against the drug traffickers quite seriously, and that has gone down a bit in terms of drug trafficking. But of course, with recent occurrences in the sub-region with regards to terrorism, especially in northern Nigeria, and the recent events in Mali, it means that our sub-region is not immune from the adverse effects of terrorism. And so we are a committed partner in the Global Alliance in fighting against terrorism.
The task force is expected to meet parliamentarians to solicit their political commitment to money laundering and financing of terrorism.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.